Good evening. Let's jump right into it. The topic this week is clapping, snapping, and dancing on Shabbos. Just this basosim over here. So let's get right to it. First of all, why is this related to the parsha? We try to connect it to what's going on. There are no dancing festivals going on this week. So what exactly is the connection to the parsha? So the Mishnah in Beit Adaf Amad Vav says, "L'metapchim v'l'mesapkim v'l'meraktin gzeira shema yitaken kli shir." This is, you see, everything we're, most of what we're going to say is from the Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Lamed Tes. So you see there the Mishnah in Beit Adaf says that you should not clap and misapeg. There's two types of clap, and we'll discuss what that is in a second. You shouldn't be miraculous. You shouldn't dance. Why? A gzeira, this is a dindar abanan, unless you come to fix a instrument. The idea being that if you play an instrument on Shabbos, it will perhaps break, and you'll want to fix it, and that will violate a dindar rice of tikkun kli, of makabe patish, and therefore, we do not want you playing instruments on Shabbos. This is a separate gzeira. We have a principle of ein gozun gzeira l'gzeira. You don't take a derabanan and make a gzeira to not violate another derabanan. So the Gemara in Beit Adaf says, it's chad gzeirahu. It's all part of the same gzeira. It's all part of the same concept of not coming to do anything problematic on Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi in Beit Adaf, this parak says, what does sipuk mean? It says ein mesapkin. What type of clapping is that? So the Yerushalmi says, it's clapping your hands in anger, frustration. Someone's annoyed and they clap their hands together. They're bothered. This is sipuk. How do I know that sipuk is clapping your hands in frustrations? Because it says, Vayicharaf Balak al Bilam, and Balak was annoyed, frustrated with Bilam, Vayispoke es kapav, and he was Vayispoke. He clapped his hands in frustrations. So the Gemara says this is a raya, that this is the type of clapping that not be allowed on Shabbos. So we'll explain the different types of clapping later on. So Rashi on this Mishnah says the mitapeach, as the Mishnah discusses, means clapping with hands, and mesapek means hitting against your thigh like this. That's one type of musical playing you can't do, and mitapek is clapping like this. When the Rush discusses this Mishnah, he cites the Yerushalmi, and he says that mesapek is clapping out of anger, like the Yerushalmi says, and mitapek is clapping for other reasons, joy, whatever it may be. So the Tur in Simon Shin Lamed Tes doesn't follow his father's opinion. Very strange. The Tur is the son of the Rush, Rav Yaakov ben Arush. Almost always he follows his father's opinion, and here the Tur doesn't listen to his father. He follows Rashi's understanding of how to interpret metapich versus sipuk, the different types of doing it, and the Drisha in Simon Tavkov Chaf Dalid notes the Tur doesn't always follow his father, doesn't always have to walk like his father in everything that he does, and he notes that there's no nafkamina lalacha anyway, meaning all types of these types of clapping are usher regardless. So it doesn't matter if you're like the Rush or like Rashi or the Tur or whatever it may be, all types of these issues of clapping, setting beats, things like that, are problematic on Shabbos. We'll get back to the emotional clapping of anger, things like that, later on. So the minhag of poskim is to be lenient for clapping if it is not derech shir. If it is not in the process of some sort of musical, setting a beat type of entertainment form, we allow clapping. And this is the shita of Rabbi Yamin Zilber and the Oz Nidbru and Chelik Gimel and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas and Perachav Ches, the Shabbos Home, Rabbi Ribi Esther and Amalachas, they all say very clearly that clapping is fine if it's not for setting a beat. Now, the Yalka Yosef says clearly, there's no issue giving an applause. Somebody gives a speech and you want to applaud the speech on Shabbos, that's fine because it's not derech shir. The Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos by Rabbi Karp. So he writes in Perek Yud Ches that you can clap if it doesn't make a sound. You can, I guess, quiet clapping, air clapping. I don't know what that means. I don't know why you would do that. But you can clap if maybe you're wearing mittens. I don't know. You can clap if it doesn't make a sound. And the Orchos Shabbos Rabbi Rubin writes in Perek Chaf Aleph, and also in the Nishma Shabbos Rabbi Harfenis. So they also note there's no difference between stomping your feet to music and clapping as well. Stomping your feet to the beat would also be an issue of setting the tone and the beat for music on Shabbos as well. There would be usur. And all poskim agree that if you clap kelachar yad, if you clap in a way that's abnormal, that someone would look at you and say, that's strange. Oh, I'm not supposed to play instruments on Shabbos, then that's okay. Therefore, you sometimes see people doing the back of the hands clap. Well, they'll do the back of the hands to the palm. What are they doing that for? Because it's kalachariyat. The gezeira doesn't apply to kalachariyat, because no one would think, if you're doing this, that's weird. Who claps like that? And that will remind me not to go and play the instruments on Shabbos, that it's not going to cause me to go and get out my guitar. So that's the issue of clapping. Pretty straightforward. If it's derech shir, you shouldn't be clapping on Shabbos. If you do kalachariyat, so that would be fine. Yeah.
Why did the husband clap all Friday night?
Good. I wanted to postpone this for later, but at the end we're going to discuss if it's done b'derech mitzvah. If it's done in the context of a mitzvah activity, we're going to discuss that later on at the very end. So that is clapping. Let's move on now to snapping, right? So the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perach of Gimel. You see that Beis Yosef cites the Rambam in the very, very middle, right before the break here. He cites the Rambam, and he says that Shafilu lahakos be'etzba al hakarka al haluach o echas keneged echas kederach hamishorim o lekashkish egos latinog. Well, the Rambam says that snapping, which in its most basic description is the banging of one finger against another. Snapping, we all know the snap is not from the movement of the fingers; it's from the when the finger hits the flesh underneath the thumb, that's where it comes from. So the Rambam says that snapping is also a problem. A person snaps to a beat like this, that could also lead to the same issue. And the Rambam says that snapping, tapping on the floor, things like that would be usher. So the Beis Yosef comes and he cites two tshuvas of the Trumas Hadeshen. We know the Trumas Hadeshen has ksavim and psakim. The psakim of the Trumas Hadeshen are famous because, first of all, most of Ashkenazi psak comes from the Trumas Hadeshen, that's one. But two, the Trumas Hadeshen didn't actually have any shilas. He wrote all the shilas to himself. He made up the questions and he answered them because he wanted to write a sefer. But nobody actually asked him any questions. So he writes in two places. One, Chelek Alvesim in Samach Beis, and again, Chelek Beisim in Kuf Nadal. The Beis Yosef brings this. Who asks, are you allowed to snap on Shabbos to get a child to laugh? To put a child in a good mood. The kid's upset, he's cranky, and if you snap, it'll cheer him up and it will make him feel better. So he says, he brings a proof from the Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah in Yuma Yates says that on Leil Yom Kippur, the halacha was that the Kohanim had to stay, the Kohen Gadol had to stay awake. And the Mishnah says, how do they keep the Kohen Gadol awake? They snapped at him. They snapped in his face in front of him in order to keep the Kohen Gadol awake. So he says, we see from here that it must be you're allowed to snap. Oh, how could they snap on Yom Kippur if you can't snap on Shabbos according to the Rambam? Or according to the Halacha, perhaps it's because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. We have a principle in Halacha that Dinei D'Rabbanan, rabbinic laws, don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Snapping is clearly a Din D'Rabbanan, so therefore it shouldn't apply. Fine. The Trumas Hadeshen says, but whenever the Gemara wants us to know that something is allowed, because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, the rabbinic laws are allowed in the Beis HaMikdash, it always tells us. We always find that the Gemara says, but what about this? And the Gemara always says, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Why over here would the Gemara not say, the reason it's allowed to snap in front of the Kohen is Ein Shvus B'Mikdash? So it must be something else, he says. Rather, it must be that on its own, snapping in order to keep the Kohen Gadol awake is not usur. Because it's not derech shir. It's its independent act of snapping. And therefore, concludes the Trumas Hadeshen, you're allowed to snap in order to make the child happy. The Beis Yosef asks on the Trumas Hadeshen, but the Rambam said that all these actions of making noise are usur. And the simple pshat, if you read the Rambam, is the Rambam says nothing about music. The Rambam says the tapping and the snapping itself is usur. So what is the Trumas Hadeshen talking about? So the Beis Yosef says it must be usur to make a child laugh by snapping. So the Darkei Moshe, the Rama in his initial work, before he gets to the Shulchan Aruch, cites the Trumas Hadeshen. But in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama does not cite the Trumas Hadeshen. He doesn't bring this in his comments. So we're left kind of in a limbo about what do we say about snapping on Shabbos. There's a question on all of this. And this is hinted to by the Magen Avraham here. The Gemara in Erevin on Kuf Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph says that if you own a field and the crows come and the birds come and they're bothering you and they're eating all your food and you don't have a scarecrow, or maybe scarecrows weren't invented then, I'm not sure, you don't have a scarecrow. So the Gemara says, are you allowed to go and clap to get the birds away? Can you run through the field clapping to scare the birds away? So the Gemara says, it's not an issue of tikkun kli shir. It's not an issue of clapping at the birds to get them to go away. The Gemara says it is an issue for another reason. You can't do it because there's a chashash that you're going to come to pick up muktzah, to throw out the birds. We don't want you going in your field on Shabbos because we're afraid you're going to be so concerned about the birds, you're going to pick up a rock and throw it at the birds in order to get them away from your field. That's a separate reason. But the Gemara entertains the possibility and says clearly that you're allowed to clap at the birds in order to keep away from your crops. If so, how can the Beis Yosef doesn't agree that snapping or clapping should be mutter here? If you're allowed to snap or clap at the birds, so why can't we allow it over here as well? So the Magen Avraham cites the Beis Yosef and says that snapping to keep someone awake is not derech shir. To keep someone awake like the Kohen, the Beis HaMikdash, on Yom Kippur, that's not considered derech shir. So what's the other side of the argument then? It must be the Magen Avraham understands what? That the Beis Yosef holds that snapping to make a child laugh is similar to derech shir. So why? Why is snapping to make a child laugh derech shir? Meaning that we learn from the opposite side of the coin. The Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham says, we see that the Beis Yosef holds that snapping to keep the Kohen Gadol awake is not derech shir. Meaning, anything that's usser in the eyes of the Beis Yosef must be considered under the umbrella of derech shir. So the Achronim, contemporary Achronim, they try to explain what does the Magen Avraham mean, what does the Beis Yosef mean. So they cite a comment of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya. When he brings this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav adds three words that we don't find anywhere else. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that Shema Yitaken Klishir L'Shorer O L'Konein. Maybe you'll pick up an instrument to sing or lekonein to mourn. So they want to bring a dig from the Beis Yosef that clapping in a form of an emotional expression of something that is eating you up inside, that is what is usher. Because any emotional expression of something we're trying to show a form of emotion, so that may lead to a type of clapping that will bring about music and create greater issues. So by the Kohen Gadol, it's not emotion, I just want them to stay up. By the birds in the field, it's not emotion, I just want them to go away. But by Bilam and Balak, when Balak clapped because he was frustrated, that was an emotional clap. I'm so frustrated, and he's clapping because his emotions are boiling over. Perhaps they want to suggest, again, this is very much Bederach Efshar, this is only a suggestion, that perhaps the same thing by the child, according to the Beis Yosef. I'm snapping because I want the simcha of joy for the child. I want the child to be besimcha and to be happy and to be in a good mood. And therefore, that type of snapping is a snapping of regesh. It's a clapping and a snapping of emotion because I'm bringing that emotion out in the child. And perhaps that is fitting with what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is saying. This is what the Achronim, contemporary Achronim, want to explain to defend and make sense of the Beis Yosef. Okay, lahalacha. What do we say about snapping? So the Shulchan Aruch and the Yam Shor Shlomo and the Bach and the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Chayadam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mishabur and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kaf HaChaim and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos and all poskim don't allow snapping on Shabbos for something that is Derech Shir. The Magen Avraham and the Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos say that if it's not Derech Shir, you're allowed to snap. That's what we saw before. And the Prima Gadim and the Mishabura argue that the heter for snapping in the Beis HaMikdash is to keep the Kohen Gadol all day awake. Why? Because it was done kalachar yad. They have a chiddush in the Gemara. You think that the Gemara in Yuma that says that they kept the Kohen Gadol awake was allowed because it's not derech shir? No. They snapped at the Kohen Gadol kalachar yad with a shinui, with a weird way that was not normally done. And therefore, they can kind of fit together that any type of snapping would be usher. The Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah and the Prima Gadim are machmir, that any type of snapping, a normal snap, is usher. They don't hold of this derech shir business. Any type of snapping would be a problem if it's not derech shir. So that certainly is in the minority opinion. I think most poskins we see clearly would allow any snapping if it's not derech shir. And the Aruch HaShabbos, Rabbi Rubin, writes that the Prima Gadim is based on an understanding of Rashi that he's misreading. He's basing himself on a sefer called the Tosefta Shabbos, and he's reading something into the Tosefta Shabbos that the Tosefta Shabbos doesn't actually say, and therefore the Orach HaShabbos Rabbi Rubin kind of removes the Prima Gadim from the equation, and therefore it comes out, according to all poskim, one is allowed to snap on Shabbos as long as you're not snapping along with a beat and singing. Okay, let's get to probably the most controversial one, and that is the dancing on Shabbos. And that is probably one of the more interesting discussions in defining what is Jewish dance. What is we consider dancing in the eyes of halacha? So we see from the Gemara in Beitza, again, this is the third item discussed, that dancing is not allowed on Shabbos.
Also Yom Tov, no?
What?
Also Yom Tov.
Also on Yom Tov, correct. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, for sure. This is in fact the reason why, and we mentioned this a while ago regarding Kiddush Levana, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tav Chavav, and the Shaar Tzion writes, La Halacha, why do we not say Kiddush Levana on Leil Shabbos? Why don't we say Kiddush Levana Friday night? So Al Pi Kabbal, the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Inyan of Kabbalah and Mibakabal Pnei Ashrina and Shabbos, all types of Inyan Kabbal. But then the Shaar Tzion says, you know why? Because there's a mitzvah to dance by Kiddush Levana. Kishem Kishani Rokei Lefanecha, right? Just like I danced before you. So says the Chafetz Chaim, because there's a mitzvah to dance by Kiddush Levana, we can't perform the entire ceremony because it's so integral to dance by Kiddush Levana. So we see that there is an inyan already on halacha besides for the Isra dancing itself, but that we postpone a mitzvah of Kiddush Levana because it's usher to dance on Shabbos. There's another question that we're not going to get to right now, and that is the Gemara in the end of Tainus regarding the famous events of Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, where they would go out to the fields and dance. So the Achronim discuss how could they dance on Yom Kippur. That's for another time. But just to be aware that the issue is out there.
Shabbos Mincha, we say Avram
Yagel. Avram Yagel, so what does that mean?
Dance.
He rejoiced. It means he was happy. So what's the definition of dancing al pi halacha according to Chazal? What's dancing? So the Yerushalmi in Beitza says, kiputz oker shtei raglav, the act of kiputz, which is a form of jumping dancing, means 2 feet are off the ground, and ke'echas rikuv oker echas u'mineach echad. And rikud is where you lift up one leg and you put down the other one, where you have 1 foot on the ground. That's the type of another type of dancing. And this is what Rabbeinu Chananel says, and the Rokeach, and the Ravya, and all the Chachmei Ashkenaz all bring this definition of dancing. We'll have to hold on to that definition of dancing for later on. Now, important to note, based on this definition of dancing, the Sefer Maisa Ish in Chelek Hei cites the Chazon Ish as saying that it's usher to jump rope on Shabbos. Because the Gemara says you can't do kiputz, you can't have this act of jumping, and jumping rope is 2 feet off the ground. There's no other way to jump rope without 2 feet off the ground. And therefore the Chazon Ish said that it was usher to jump rope on Shabbos. The Krov of Nevin saw allowing jumping rope on Shabbos, not what it's talking about, he says, but this is a chumrah of the Chazon Ish.
Why we don't say like in the... Because it's not derech nigun,
derech shira. He felt that maybe it'll... I don't know, they sing when they... don't the girls sing when they do dancing? No? Yeah, it comes with a rhyme also. Okay, so with this in mind, what are we supposed to do now with dancing? The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simen Shin Lamates over here. He suggests that the Isser of clapping and dancing was different because in the past, they danced in a sophisticated manner that went with the beat. The dancing and the beat and the tune matched with one another. It was a whole complicating type of line dancing, more type of intricate type of dancing and sing that went on. That was the specific way of dancing, says the Aruch HaShulchan. But what we do nowadays, where a bunch of guys hold hands and they drudge along in a circle for 5 minutes. That's not dancing, he says. It's shuffling. It's not dancing. Dancing means moving to the beat, having a bit of movement, a bit of excitement, getting into it. But what we do on Shabbos, perhaps by a Kabbalah Shabbos, something like that, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not dancing. It's walking and holding hands. And he says, therefore, there's no issue over here what we do b'zman hazeh to consider usher to dance on Shabbos. Now, the problem with the Aruch HaShulchan is that he also includes clapping in that definition. He also says they would clap to a special beat. But Balak clapped his hands. There was no special beat. So, tzarachin. But at least by the dancing piece, the Aruch HaShulchan makes sense. It's not also because that's not what Chazal had in mind. This is also the Shita of Shlomo Zalman Arbach and the Shulchan Shlomo, and he notes that the following question: why don't we allow someone who's an avelus to walk around by Hoshanas? Right? The minhag is that an avel doesn't walk Hoshanas during the days of Sukkos. So Shlomo Zalman says, doesn't that show that perhaps dancing or walking around in a circle like we do by Hoshanas is a form of simcha dancing, right? Clearly, we're not allowing the avel to walk around because that's a form of rikud of simcha that we don't want him to do.
We don't allow an avel on Yantif to work homoy to do certain things like can't go
over
the avel and stuff like that also.
Ah, good. So Shlomo Zalman also says that also, he says, I've seen people do Hoshanas where they are, you know, emotional, they're crying, it's very serious, a moment of serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not necessarily a time of Simcha. So Shlomo Zalman says, the reason why we don't allow an Avel to do Hoshanas is because the minhag of Hoshanas is a Zeichel Migdash of the Simcha that existed Bizman Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it's not appropriate that the Avel should act in a form of remembering the act of simcha in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a representation of a simcha that once existed. You may not be besimcha right now. You may, you know, want to be getting out of davening. But the act of Hoshanas is a representation of simcha that is zecher l'mikdash. Yeah. So there we go. The same idea. Fine. Comes the Dvar Yehoshua and Chelek Beis and Simon Beis, and he says that what the Hasidim do when they hold hands and walk in a circle is not considered dancing. He says he specifically calls out the Hasidim and the Yechavadas in Rav Avad Yosef and the Yechavadas and the Chelek Beis and Simon Ches and Rav Harfenis and the Yalkut Yosef and all the different Sfarim as well say that the holding of hands and walking in a circle is not dancing, and therefore, according to these poskim, there's no problem whatsoever to have the regular walk around dancing on Shabbos that we do. Now, the Orach HaShabbos Kosher Shmuel Orbach, being Machmer, they felt that dancing in a circle is a form of rikud of dancing, which is interesting because he's going against his father, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, but as we saw already, it's not such a big deal to argue with your father. What? So Simchas Torah is a whole shir by itself. Perhaps we'll return to that by Simchas Torah. We'll touch on it at the end as well. Okay, what about Bizman Hazeh? Well, how do we come out Bizman Hazeh? So let's look at the Ramah again. The Ramah writes in Shin Lamates that the Minhag Olam is that people are not careful about dancing on Shabbos, he says. That's what the Minhag is. He says the Minhag is that people aren't careful. So he gives two explanations as to why people are not careful to dance on Shabbos. He first explains, based on the Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Mem Ches, Mutav Shishogigin Rialyu Mazidin. We have a principle in Halacha. Better that they should be b'shogeg. I don't tell them that it's us or dance on Shabbos. They do it anyway. And it won't be so bad. But if I go and tell them you can't dance on Shabbos, they're not going to listen to me. And they're going to violate the halacha on purpose. So the Ramah says, okay, they're not doing the right thing. We prefer they don't dance on Shabbos. But, you know, better not to tell them. That is opinion number one.
Are you speaking about the sophisticated dancing that you mentioned earlier?
This is assuming dancing is usher. This is assuming, let's say assume, this. Remember, the Aruch HaShulchan is the one who came up with the Chiddush, that the dancing that we do is not dancing. The Ramah doesn't have such an idea. But the Ramah could even, let's assume for a second the Ramah agrees, perhaps that even circle dancing that we do is Asr. Meaning even in that camp, because I can't assume the Ramah holds like the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay? So that's opinion number one. Now, the second shita is that of Tosas. Tosas in that Gemara in Beis Daf Lamed says that tikkun kli shir, fixing instruments, is not common nowadays. People are not experts to fix instruments. If your tuba breaks, you're not going to sit down right there and go to town with a wrench and try to fix it. You have to go to an expert to go and fix these types of things.
And you could clap
just
and
music.
Do anything.
What?
Then you should apply that to...
Ah, good, nice. Good. So, Tosas says, therefore, the gzeder of clapping and snapping and dancing doesn't apply nowadays. So the Beis Yosef cites this Tosus and asks that we have a rule. A takana stands unless a Beis Din comes and removes the takana. You don't simply say, doesn't apply anymore and therefore it's okay. If that was the case, we'd be taking all the medicine we want on Shabbos. But we know that once chazal made a takana by medicine, it stands even though perhaps I don't grind my own Tylenol anymore. The gzeira stands, the takana stands. So the Beis Yosef cites Tosas in Avodah Zarah that says, by the halachas of Mayim Megulin. What's Mayim Megulin? There was a gzeira takana that you can't have water left overnight because a snake may come and drink from the water and leave its poison in it and you may die from drinking. And therefore, we said you can't have water unless it's covered up over the course of night. So what is...
Is that there that I've been hearing Rav Shechtman was talking about health things that...
Yes, so Shechter has a sheet about Takanos dealing with health versus other things, and Sakana. There, it does exist. But let's go with the Beis Yosef right now. So the Beis Yosef says that, Tosu says on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, my Megulim doesn't apply anymore. Why? Because Baruch Hashem, we don't have snakes crawling around our property anymore, and we're not concerned that snakes go and drink from the water. Therefore, he says, we see from Tosus that when an object of the Takana isn't around anymore, the Takana falls away. Right? Snakes aren't here. Since snakes aren't here, says the Beis Yosef, therefore the Takana doesn't apply anymore. But instruments are here. Once that object is still here with us, the takana still exists. Once the object is no longer present, then the takana goes away. And that's how he defends the issue over here. Since the metzias of tikkun kli shir, says the Beis Yosef, isn't common, therefore, according to Tosfos, the takana falls away. The Beis Yosef concludes that no one follows Tosfos. Tosfos is a das yachid. It's not a shita that we rely on. I don't care if you don't fix your instrument, says the Beis Yosef. The Rishonim don't follow that, and therefore the issur of tikkun kli shir still applies nowadays. The Aruch HaShulchan asks further. He says, what are you talking about? Ask anyone who plays a guitar. If you break a string on the guitar, you take it into the guitar center to get it fixed? No. Anyone who plays a guitar knows how to fix a string on a guitar. That's, if you know how to play guitar, you know how to put the string back on, says the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, what do you mean we don't fix instruments nowadays? If you are a master of your instrument, generally, you know how to do the right things. It's something complicated like a piano. You need to take it apart and put it back together. I get, says the Aruch HaShulchan. But for many instruments, the player of that instrument knows how to fix and tinker with the instrument that he uses. This is the second question on Tosfos. Okay. Comes Rav Yosef in the Chavadas, and again in the Yalka Yosef, and he strongly argues that this with this halacha for Bnei Svarad. He says that Svardim are never allowed to rely on this kula of the Rama about it doesn't apply anymore, or Mutav Sheshogin, he says, Svardim never can clap or snap or dance when it comes to Shabbos, and you should tell them what you're doing is neged halacha, he says, if you see a Sephardi friend doing the wrong thing. He says, no Sephardi should ever rely on this Rama. Nevertheless, he says, for Ashkenazim, they can rely on this Rama. The Nod Yehuda in Or HaChaim Simim Mem Tes says, it's not clear which reason why the Rama is lenient. Is the Rama lenient because he thinks that people just don't know any better, and better they should just violate the halach by accident? Or does he actually think that Tosus is correct? But it's clear from the tshuva of the Rama in two places, the tshuva's Rama in Simon Lamed Hei and Simon Kuchav Hei, the Rama thinks that Tosus is a real heter. You can rely on Tosus 100% to say there's no tikkun kli shir nowadays.
So the Rama applies also to clapping hands?
The Rama would also clapping hands, dancing, all these things. That's for the Rama.
Taking medicine is even less likely to fix it.
Correct. Medicine is a whole another discussion. So, B'nai Ashkenaz, do we pass on like this Rama? So, we're not so clear. The Prima Gadim says the Rama is not lahalacha. He says, B'kava Gadol, Ramosh Israelis, you're wrong. I don't think this is Ladina. There's no heter in any form for these types of things. And this is also the sheet of the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch and the Orcho Shabbos. That the Rama is simply not lahalacha. There's a middle ground. The Yam Shel Shlomo and Masachas Beitza there says that it's proper to be machmer, but those who dance or clap on Shabbos, he says, and it's not Litzorech Mitzvah, meaning the person is going out to just dance around in the field. It's not any mitzvah involved, and there's no necessary mitzvah connected to what you're doing, he says. He says, you have the Rama to rely on. He says, I prefer you don't do it. But Hamachmer Tova Lav Bracha. And this is Side Valley Araba, and the Eish Lavram, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shaar Tzion, the Egros Moshe, the Rav Asher Weiss, and the Min Chasash, and the Chela Gimel, and the Min Chavtal, and all say that the Rama is not Mekar Adin, but those who want to not follow it is okay. Now, there's a bit of a discussion about whether the Mishnah Berurah, is he following better, they should just do it by accident, don't tell them, or is he really holding the Tosis as well? And that's a different discussion as well. Now, what about the question about all instruments that we asked before? Is the Rama saying that you can go pick up a guitar on Shabbos because there's no tikkun kli shir? So the Taz writes in Yeridei and Simon Reish Pei Beis, the heter of the Rama is only for something that's not kli shir mamish. He's not talking about the playing of the instrument. He's talking about the secondary things that lead to the playing of the instrument. And even the Rama would never allow the actual playing of an instrument on Shabbos. And this is what the Shaar Ephraim says in the Eliyahu Rabban, the Tosefta Shabbos, and the Maharam Shik, and the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat and Yud, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and all the poskim agree that the Rama is not talking about the playing of the instrument. It's everything around the playing of the instrument, the snapping, the clapping, and the dancing. So it comes out the halach regarding dancing. You have one hetzer, and that's the Aruch HaShulchan, which many poskim cite, which is that we don't really dance when we walk in a circle. Let's say you wanted to have a flash mob on Shabbos, right? Sometimes you see those things on YouTube, right? Everybody's standing in the mall, and all of a sudden they're doing dancing to a pop song. So let's say you wanted to dance and have a choreographed dancing on Shabbos. So the Aruch HaShulchan obviously wouldn't apply. The other heter that is used is what the Yom Shoshomo says, that is Litzorech Mitzvah. There's this concept that we find by Simchas Torah, and this is based on what the Beis Yosef brings over here, citing the Ma'ari Kolon, the Ma'arik, who says that in Simchas Torah, because it's this L'shem Simcha Shal Mitzvah, this is a Derabanan in the place of a mitzvah, we're more lenient, and therefore by Simchas Torah is the heter of dancing because of the Litzorech Mitzvah. And the poskim Bizman Hazeh try to extend it to other times of the Litzorech Mitzvah. Tefillah, davening, Kabbalah Shabbos, a chassan gets an aliyah, all different types of things like that. In the Haggadah Mibeis Levi, the Haggadah of all the traditions of the Soloveitchik family, of the Briska Rav, so they write that the Briska Rav at the end of the Seder got up and danced with his children, L'shan Habab Yerushalayim Habanuya. It was the only time the entire year the Briska Rav ever danced, Shabbos or weekday. It was the only time he ever danced. So the family says that this is the only time the Briska Rav ever danced was Leil HaSeder. So we see it was Litzorech Mitzvah. It was for a time of Simcha and a time of rejoicing at a festival, and therefore it was allowed. So we have all these coolas together. Either you can run the Aruch HaShulchan, but we don't really dance for Zman Hazeh, or it's being done Litzorech Mitzvah. But if you are dancing on Shabbos, and it is more complicated than just dancing in a circle, and it is not combined with any mitzvah activity, then the gzeirah would still apply.